Gauranga, 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 Namori, Bhadra Gauranga, 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 Gau ಪಾದಾಂಭಕ್ತಿಲಭ್ಯೋ ಪ್ರೇಮಾಭಿಧಾನ ಪರಮಪುಮರ್ಥೋ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಜಗನ್ ಮಂಗಳ ಮಂಗಳಾಯ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚಂದ್ರ ನಮೋ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಚೈತನ್ಯ. ಆನಂದ ಲೀಳಾಮಯ ವಿಗ್ರಹಾಯ ಹಿಮಾವದಿವ್ಯೋ ಛವಿ ಸುಂದರಾಯ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಮಹಾಪ್ರೇಮ ರಸ ಪ್ರದಾಯ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಚೈತನ್ಯ. ಜನ್ನಾತಂ ಕರ್ಮ ನಿಷ್ಠೆಯನ್ನತ ಸಮಧಿಗತಂ ಜತ್ತಪಧ್ಯಾನ ಜೊಗೈರ್ ವೈರಾಗ್ಯೈ ತ್ಯಾಗಸ್ತತ್ವಸ್ತುತಿ ಭಿರಪಿ ನ ಜತ್ಕೀರ್ತಂ ಚಾಪಿ ಕೈಶ್ಚೇದ್ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಭಾಜಂಗಪಿ ನ ಚ ಕಳಿತಂ ಜದ ರಹಸ್ಯಂ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಸ ನಾಮ್ನೈವ ಪ್ರಾದುರಾಸೀದವತರತಿ ಪರಿಜತತಂ ನಮಿ ಗೌರಂ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ನಮಃ. ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚರಿತಾಮೃತ ಆದಿಲೀಳಾ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 13 ತ್ರಯೋದಶ ಪರಿಚ್ಛೇದ ಶ್ಲೋಕ 87. ಹೈತೆ ಹೈತೆ ಹೈಲ ಗರ್ಭ ತ್ರಯೋದಶ ಮಾಸೋ
ಹೈತೆ ಹೈತೆ ಹೈಲ ಗರ್ಭ
ಭೂಮಿಷ್ಠನ ಹೇ ಮಿಶ್ರೆ ರಹಿಲ ತ್ರಾಸು
ತಥಾಪಿ ಭೂಮಿಷ್ಠನ ಹೇ
ನೀಳಾಂಬರ ಚಕ್ರವರ್ತಿ ಕಹಿಲ ಗಣಿಯಾ ಹೋವೆ ಶುಭ ಕ್ಷಣ
ಪೈಯಾಸೆ ಹೋವೆ ಶುಭ
ಚೌದ ಸತ ಸತ ಸೋಕೆ ಮಾಸೋದಿ ಫಾಲ್ಗುಣ
ಚೌದ ಸತ
ಸಂಧ್ಯಾ ಕಾಲೆ ಕೈಲೆ ಶುಭ ಕ್ಷಣ
ಪೌರ್ಣಮಾಸಿ ಸಂಧ್ಯಾ ಕಾಲೆ
ಸಿಂಹ ರಾಶಿ ಸಿಂಹ ಲಗ್ನ ಉಚ್ಚ ಗ್ರಹ ಗಣ
ಸಿಂಹ ರಾಶಿ ಸಿಂಹ ಲಗ್ನ
ಅಷ್ಟವರ್ಗ ಸರ್ವಸುಲಕ್ಷಣ
ಸರ್ವರ್ಗ ಅಷ್ಟವರ್ಗ
ಅಕಳಂಕ ಗೌರ ಚಂದ್ರ ಲೀಲಾಧರ ಸನ ಸಕಳಂಕ ಚಂದ್ರಯಾರೋ ಕೋನ್ ಪ್ರಯೋಜನ
ಸಕಳಂಕ ಚಂದ್ರಯಾರೋ ಕೋನ್ ಪ್ರಯೋಜನ
ಏತ ಜಾನಿ ರಾಹು ಕೈಲ ಚಂದ್ರೇರ ಗ್ರಹಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರಿನಾಮಿ ಭಾಷೆ ತ್ರಿಭುವನ
ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರಿನಾಮಿ ಭಾಷೆ ತ್ರಿಭುವನ
way the pregnancy approached its 13th month, but still there was no sign of the delivery of the child. Thus Jagannath Mishra became eagerly apprehensive. Nilambara Chakravarti kahila ganiya, ei maase putra habe subhakana, subhakshana paya. Nilambara Chakravarti, the grandfather of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then did an astrological calculation and said that in that month, taking advantage of an auspicious moment, child would take birth. Chauda sata sata sake masaje phalguna purnamasir sandhyakale haile subhakshana. Thus, in the year 1407 of the Saka era, in the month of Phalguna, March, April, on the evening of the full moon, the desired auspicious movement appeared. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his Amrita Prabhavasya, has presented the horoscope of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as follows. Saka, 1407 by 10, by 22, by 28, by 45. Dinam, 7, 15, 40, 13, 11, 54, 37, 6, 8, 38, 40, 23. The explanation of the horoscope given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur is that at the time of the birth of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the constellations were situated as follows. Shukra, Venus, and the constellation of the Ashwini stars were in Mesha Rasi, Aries. Ketu, the ninth planet, and Uttara Phalguni were in the Singha Rasi, Leo. Chandra, the moon, was in Purva Phalguni, the 11th lunar mansion. Shani, Saturn, and Jyeshtha were in Vrishchika, Scorpio. Brihaspati, Jupiter, and Purva Asadha were in Dhanu, Sagittarius. Mangala, Mars, and Shravana were in Makara Rasi, Capricorn. Ravi, the sun, was in Kumbha Rasi, Aquarius. Rahu was in Purva Bhadrapada, and Buddha, Mercury, and Uttara Bhadrapada were in Mina, Pisces. The day was Singha Lagna. Singha Rasi, Singha Lagna, Uchagraha Gana, Sadavarga, Ashtavarga, Sarva Sulakshana. According to the Jyotirveda or Vedic astronomy, when the figure of the lion appears, both in the zodiac and time of birth lagna, this indicates a very high conjunction of planets and area under the influence of Sarvarga and Ashtavarga, which are all auspicious movements. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, the divisions of Sarvarga area are technically called Kshetra Hora and Drekhana, Navamansa, Dvadasansa, and Trinsansa. According to Jyotirvedic astrology, when it is calculated who rules the constellation of six areas, the auspicious movement is calculated. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who was previously also a great astrologer, says that in the book named Brihat Jataka and other books, there are directions for knowing the movements of the stars and planets. One who knows the process of drawing a straight line and thus understands the area of Ashtavarga can explain the auspicious constellations. This science is known especially by persons who are called Hora Shastravit, or those who know the scripture of the name Hora. On the strength of astrological calculations from the Hora scripture, Nilambara Chakravarti, grandfather of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ascertained the auspicious movement in which the Lord would appear. Akalanka Gaura Chandra Dila Darasana Sakalanka Chandraya Kon Prayojana. When the spotless moon of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became visible, what would be the need for a moon full of black marks on its body? Atajani Rahu Kaila Chandraya Grahana Krishna Krishna Harinami Bhasi Tribhuvana. Considering this Rahu, the black planet, covered the full moon, immediately vibrations of Krishna, Krishna, Hari inundated the three walls. According to Jyotirveda, the Rahu planet comes in the front of the full moon and thus a lunar eclipse takes place. It is customary in India that all the followers of the Vedic scriptures take bath in the Ganges or the sea as soon as there is a lunar or solar eclipse. all strict followers of Vedic religion stand up in the water throughout the whole period of the eclipse and chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Ram. At the time of the birth of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, such a lunar eclipse took place, and naturally all the people standing in the water were chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram.
Namo Vigraha Swarupa Vinayaka Rupa
Tine Bhedo Nahi Tino Chidananda Rupo Tine Bhedo Nahi Tino Chidananda Rupo Deho Dehiro Namo Namiro Krishna nahi bhedo deha o naam namiro jeever dharma naam deho swarupi bibhedo jeever dharma naam deho swarupi bibhedo Ato eva krishnir namo deho vilaso Ato
eva
krishnir namo deho vilaso prakrutindriyo Prakupandiyo Gajjana Krishna Nama Krishna Guna Krishna Lila Vrunda Krishna Nama Krishna Guna
Krishna Lila
Krishna Raso Rupasama Sava Chidananda Krishna Rano Bhakti Bhagavani Rano Bhagapurna Rupe Bhakti Bhagavani Rano Bhava Purna Rupe Eko Ibi Grahitaro Ananta Swarupe Eko Ibi Grahitaro Ananta Swarupe
Eho Chi Mahaprabhunkara Naam Samandhari Kata I'd like to speak something in English. Here it says, Atadani Rahu Paila Chandra Brahana Krishna Krishna Hari Name Bhasetri Huvana. Considering this Rahu, the black planet, covered the full moon, immediately vibrations of Krishna Krishna Hari inundated the three worlds. According to Jyotirveda, the Rahu planet comes in front of the full moon and thus a lunar eclipse takes place. It is customary in India that all the followers of the Vedic scripture take bath in the Ganges or the sea as soon as there is a lunar or solar eclipse. All strict followers of Vedic religion stand up in the water throughout the whole period of the eclipse and chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. At the time of the birth of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, such a lunar eclipse took place. And naturally, all the people standing in the water were chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the time and moment when Mahaprabhu appeared. This indicates that Mahaprabhu appeared to give Harinam in the mouth of all the living entities, especially all human beings. In that moment Mahaprabhu appeared, there was this lunar eclipse. So all people, this is customary in India, they follow Vedic scripture. At that time they go to Ganges or to sea or some holy water, take bath, standing there throughout the whole period of eclipse, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
This indicates that Mahaprabhu appeared to give and make everybody chant Hare Krishna. That time he appeared. Because this Kali Yuga, people cannot do anything, no sadhana. They can work sadhana, they can do. Kali Yuga is the most degraded age, sinful age. Kali means adharma, irreligiosity, papa, sinful activities. Four pillars of sinful activity. This visiting, meditating, intoxication, gambling, illicit sex. All are engaged. Whole atmosphere is polluted atmosphere. Thought process is polluted. Everything polluted. All sinful. What? What sadhana? They cannot can do. They cannot do anything. So, Krishna is so merciful. He appeared in form of Srimad Mahaprabhu to give the highest thing, the holy name. Krishna came in last Vaivasvata Manvantara, last part of that Manvantara. He appeared as the son of Nanda Maharaj, brother Ajanandana, and he gave his message in the form of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, where he has spoken about Raga Marga Bhakti. He has spoken it. Raga Marga Bhakti, Raga Anuga Bhakti. Then, even of his Leela, went to his dham in spiritual world, that is Golok Vrindavan. There, he was thinking, I gave everything through Arjuna, the whole mankind. I gave my instructions, confidential, more confidential, most confidential instruction. His most confidential instruction is manmanavak bhava madbhakto madjaji mang namaskur mang avesyasi satyam te pratijani piyosime sarvadharman paityajya mamekam saranam vrajaham tansarpabe vyamukhisyami maasutal. This is Krishna's most confidential instruction. It's manmana bhavo, think of me constantly, always. Keep me in your mind, he says. Is it possible?
Possible, yes.
Is your mind thinking of Krishna constantly? My question, say yes or no.
No.
Don't say anything else. Is your mind thinking of Krishna constantly? No. Stupid mind is not thinking of Krishna. Why it is so? This Krishna says, this is the most confidential instruction. Manmana bhava, mad bhakta, mad jaji, mang namaskaru. Think of me constantly, day and night, 24 hours. Don't miss even one moment. Think of Krishna. Become my bhakta, my devotee, my servant. Offer worship to me. Pay obeisance to me. Then suddenly come to me. Sarvadharman paityajya mame kausanam braja. Giving up, abandoning all varieties of dharma, just surrender unto me. Most confidential. In this instruction, he has spoken about raganuga bhakti, ragamarga bhakti. He has spoken about. Because without love, nobody can think of Krishna constantly. Krishna is the only object of love. Krishna is the only object of love. This is question of love only. If you have not developed love, how can you think of Krishna? Your stupid mind can think of Krishna? No. You have not put Krishna in the platform of love. So how your stupid mind can think of Krishna? Not possible at all. You have put your body and bodily relations, wife, son, daughter, children in the platform of love. So the stupid mind is thinking that thing. Sudamita ramani rachinta, isn't it? He's thinking of his son, daughter, wives, family members.
friend, not Krishna. Because you have not put Krishna in the platform of love, how is it possible? No possibility, no possibility at all. Sabhaman paityajya mamekam saranam braja. Abandoning all varieties of dharma, just surrender. It is very easy to say, but very difficult to do, to surrender, complete surrender. Understand, it is not easy. It requires Krishna prema. He requires prema, yes. Otherwise, nobody can surrender. Your so-called surrender without prema is artificial, either artificial or partial or conditional. Conditional, not true surrender. It requires prema. So in these words, this instruction, Krishna has spoken about raga-marga-bhakti, raga-anubhakti. So Krishna śrīdhaṁ sarva-bhūtānaṁ is the only well-wisher, friend of every living entity. So, though he went there to his abode, speaking all these things, still he was thinking there, oh, I said all these things, I spoke about raga-marga-bhakti, but how will it be? Mangeva yasyasi satyante pratijane priyosime. Arjuna, you are very dear to me, therefore I spoke you this confidential thing. Most confidential. This is satya, this truth, and you will come to me. One who can understand this thing as in tattva and practice it in his life, suddenly he will come to me. Suddenly, he said. But how many can understand this thing? Especially the people of Kali Yuga, most sinful age. Mayabaddha, conditioned jivas, most of them are all in bodily conception of life. They have accepted the body itself. They don't know anything but this body. They have no knowledge about the soul. They know this bodily comfort, bodily enjoyment, material enjoyment, sense enjoyment is only sukha, only happiness. They know this thing, they have accepted this thing, isn't it? They don't know other than this. I said this thing, but how can they understand this thing? These people cannot understand at all. Krishna is thinking, yes, this is a fact, I have said this thing. If someone is fortunate, someone is fortunate, if he can understand it in tattva and practice in his life, then he suddenly will come to me and get me. But this jivas kali yuga people, they are all mad after this viṣaya sukha, after this sense enjoyment, material sense enjoyment. They have no faith in my words. They cannot put faith in my words. Those are, what to say, running after this material sense enjoyment. They have understood this thing, that this enjoyment, material sense enjoyment, is the be-all and end-all of life. They don't know anything else than that. But he is committing a wrong and blunder. He will never admit it. He will never admit that he is committing a blunder or wrong, running after the material sense enjoyment. He will never admit it. Viṣayi-jīva. So he cannot follow my instruction. He cannot follow. And Krishna thinks, I have said it theoretically only. So Krishna is a theoretical speaker, but Mahāprabhu is a practical teacher. So Krishna is thinking, I said theoretically, I have not demonstrated it practically, how to think of Krishna incessantly, every moment, how to surrender unto Krishna, I have not practically demonstrated. So I have to go again, I have to go again. So he thought of, I have to go again. I will set up the example before them. Therefore, so example is better than precept. Example is better than precept. I will go and set up an example before them. All is how to think of Krishna incidentally, how to cry for Krishna, how to completely surrender unto Krishna, then what is prayodana, what is needed for it, that is love, prema. Prema is prayodana tattva, prayodana tattva is prema. But this Kali Yuga, people, they were all running after this material sense enjoyment, and they were eating stool, sense enjoyment eating stool. Do you understand? So my theoretical instruction will not help them. Thinking that this stool is very nice, very sweet, they are eating it. Kardama, mud, eating stool or mud, and thinking, yes, I am happy, I am happy, I am happy, I am satisfied, I am satisfied, thinking that they are eating mud or stool, thinking I am eating, drinking milk, but I'll go and give them real milk, put real milk in it, then they can accept it, otherwise they cannot accept it, and then they will give up this stool, give up this mud, then they will be covetous, a greed for this milk, this mellow, this nectar. So if somebody is fortunate, wise, intelligent, if he could have understood me and followed my instruction, what you would have gotten, I'll go and give him that thing directly. That is prema. That prema purusottama gauranga. So Krishna thought of like that. If I go and give them prema bhakti, then they will be attracted towards it. They give up this eating stool and mud, and they'll be attracted towards it. Many, many kalpas and yugas have gone. I have not given prema bhakti. I have not given prema bhakti. So this time I'll go, give them prema bhakti. Again, I will never say theoretically, practically I'll demonstrate. I'll set up an example, bhajana adarsa. Set up the example of the bhajan, siddha bhajan. So Krishna thought up like that. Chirakala kari nahi, prema bhakti dan, bhakti vina jagatare nahi avasthan, jagadharma pravartam nam sankirtana, chari bhava bhakti dhyan atang bhuvan, apani karim bhakta bhava angikare, apani atari bhakti sikham sabare. Many, many yugas have gone, I have not given prema bhakti. Without that bhakti, nothing is there. So I'll go and establish yuga dharma, nam sankirtan, and I'll give them four bhava bhakti. Though there are five main mellows, santo, dasyo, sakyo, vasalya, madhurya, but Mahaprabhu's line, santo is discarded. He discarded santo, he said chari bhava bhakti diya. I'll give four bhava bhakti, that is dasya, sakya, vasalya, madhurya. Understand me? Santo he discarded. Because why discarded santo? Though santo is one of the main mellows. Because in santaros it is said, santaros there is no personal relationship. Santara svabhava krishne mamata gandhahina param brahma paramatma jnana pravina. This is santa bhakta. Those who are santa rasa bhakta, they have no personal relationship. It's krishna mamata gandhahina, no personal loving relationship. There is no question of loving relationship in santa. It's param brahma paramatma jnana pravina. Those who speak about param brahma paramatma, those who follow the path of jnana, they come under this santa rasa bhakta. You understand that from Mahaprabhu discarded the santa rasa. He said, chari bhava bhakti diya nacham bhuvana. I'll make the whole world dance. Chanting of Hare Krishna, giving this
four bhava bhakti. Nasya sakhya vasalya madhur madhurya ras. Through that I will give prema bhakti. I will give prema bhakti. That was Krishna's thought. So he appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Juga dharma pravartana hoyan sahite ama vina onne nare braja prema dite. As Krishna never comes in all Dwapar Yugas, similarly, Mahaprabhu never comes all Kali Yuga. Once a kalpa, he comes. Similarly, once a kalpa in one special Kali Yuga, Mahaprabhu comes. In other Kali Yugas, also, the plenary portion, Mahaprabhu comes and he establishes Yuga Dharma. Also will come and establish Yuga Dharma, but he cannot give Braja Prema. Ama vina onya nare Braja Prema dina. Only I can give Braja Prema. Also cannot give Braja Prema. Therefore, in this special Kali Yuga, where Krishna himself came in the form of Mahaprabhu to give Braja Prema. So this is special Kali Yuga. Tahate apan bhakta gana kari sangye, prithivite avatari kari bunana rangye, ato bhavi kali kare tathama sandhyaya, avatinna haila krishna apanina dhyaya. Thinking like this, Krishna appeared in Nadia, first sandhya, evening of kali kara, as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, the son of Jagannath Mishra and Sati Mata. And they say, time, Purnima Tithi, when there is a Rahu Grasta Chandra Gahan, the eclipse, lunar eclipse, the Rahu planet has covered the full moon, and all the people were chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. That time Mahaprabhu appeared is Akalanka Gaura Chandra. Is Akalanka Gaura Chandra Diradarasana Sakalanka Chandra Arkon Prayodana. And the spotless moon Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became visible. What would be the need of a moon full of black marks on its body? You understand? This is the appearance time of Sriman Mahaprabhu. And his horoscope has been given, how all planets are in very high place. Singharasi, Singhalagna, Uchagrahagana, Sadavarga, Ashtavarga, Sarvasulakhyana, according to Jyotirveda or Vedic astronomy, figure of the lion appears both in the zodiac and the time of birth, lagna. This indicates a very high conjunction of planets. And area under the influence of Sadavarga, Ashtavarga, which are all auspicious movements. He remained in the mother's womb for 13 months. Hoita hoita hoila garbha trayodasa maasa tathavi bhumishta nahi mishra hoila dasa. He remained because he is not ordinary human being. He is supreme personality to Godhead. He never takes birth like us. You understand? He remained in the womb for 13 months because when all auspicious movement will come, then will come out. Otherwise, never come out. Then Nilambara Chakravarti, the great astrologer, famous astrologer, his grandfather from mother's side, he calculated and said, yes, this Subhalagna, Nilambara Chakravarti kahila ganiya, ehi maase putra hove subhakyana paya. Grandfather of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nilambara Chakravarti, did an astrological calculation, said that in this month, taking advantage of auspicious moment, the child would take birth. This auspicious moment. And especially in Kali Yuga, Kali Yuga nama rupe Krishna avatar, nama hoita hoi sarva, jagata nistar, nama vina kali kale nayara dharma, sarva mantra sara nama ehi sastra marma. Tār madhyā sarva-sreshtha nām saṅkirtana nirapadhe nām vaile pāya prema-dhana. In Kali Yuga, there is no incarnation. Only name incarnation is there. Kali Yuga nāma rūpe Krishna avatār. Krishna has incarnated himself in the form of his holy name in Kali Yuga. nama hoite hoy sarva jagat nistar. If you can flood the whole world with this holy name, you know, all, whole world will be delivered. Yes, whole world will be delivered if you can flood the this holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare. Whole world will be delivered. Therefore, you should chant this pure name. Hare Nam Eva Kevalam, only Hare Nam is there. All must take shelter of Hare Nam. This is Shastra Marma, all Shastric injunction, Siddhanta. Tarmadhya Sarvasrishtho Nam Sankirtana. Nirapradhya naam loile paaye premadhana. Naam sankirtana is topmost dharma. If your chanting is offenseless, nirapradh, you definitely get prema, Krishna prema. That Mahaprabhu has come, Mahaprabhu took birth, Mahaprabhu appeared to give that Krishna prema. Nam Neva Pradasa, through chanting His holy name, He appeared to give prema, therefore He is known as Prema Purusottama. Nama Mahavada Nyayo, Krishna Prema Pradayati, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tuise Nama. This is the Pranam Mantra Rupa Goswami has offered to Mahaprabhu. He is the most munificent incarnation because He gives Krishna prema. Nobody gives Krishna prema. Even Krishna never gives. When He comes as Mahaprabhu, He gives it. Apamaravitadara, most munificent incarnation, wonderfully merciful, wonderfully magnanimous, wonderfully munificent. Adhutakarunya, adhutavadanya, adhutavadarjavigraha is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Indiscriminately, He gives Krishna prema. Therefore we say, uttama adhama kichuna vachila. Jachiye dile ko kor, kohe premananda yamana gaurange hudaya dharyavo. He never discriminates by uttamara adam, elevated or most degraded, never discriminates. He embraces one and all. You understand? He stretched his hands, calling on soul, come to my fold, I want to embrace you. Yes, jachiye dile ko kor, uttamara adam ki chunavatila, jachiye dile ko kor. Oh, he premananda yamana gaurange hudaya. Such is Gauranga. Such is Gauranga. Most munificent, wonderfully merciful, wonderfully magnanimous. Put that Gauranga in your heart. The Satinandana. Hudaya Spuratuna. Satinandana. Let that Satinandana manifest in the heart of everybody. Keep Satinandana in your heart. Then say, Vaja Gauranga kaho Gauranga Lo-gaurangiro namari bhaja-gaurangiro kaho gaurangiro gaurangiro namari jijana gaurangiro bhadi si hoi amaro pranari jijana for Premananda Das, a Vaishnava poet says, Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Lo Gaurangira Namari, Jejana Gauranga Bhajese Huyamar Pran. Chant the name of Gauranga. Adore the name of Gauranga. Sing the name of Gauranga. One who does so is my life and soul. Gruhe Bhavaneste Thake Ha Gauranga Bhuridake Narottama Magetar Sangha. Narottam Das Thakur says, he may be a grihavasi or a vanavasi, he may be a grihastha, or jati, sannyasi, whatever he may be. But all is saying, ha gauranga, he is saying. So, Nartam Das Thakur begs his mercy, begs for his association. You understand? This is the most confidential instruction of Krishna, Manavana Bhava. He has hinted here. He has indicated here of prema bhakti, raga bhakti. And he came form of Mahaprabhu to practically set up that example, practically teach how to surrender, how to think of Krishna and utter the name of Krishna. All, every movement had to set tears from Krishna. Hari Hari Palitena Yanubahe Niram. He is Lord Hari himself, but chanting name of Hari, he sets the air. He sets the air. You understand? So Mahaprabhu's instruction, Vrindavan Das Thakur has given in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bala Krishna Bhaja Krishna, Gao Krishna Nama. Bala Krishna Bhaja Krishna. Krishna Vinu Keha Kichu Nabha Viyo Anu Krishna Vinu Keha Kichu Nabha Viyo Anu Jodi Ama Prati Sneho Thaki Soba Karo Kisobakaro Tabe Krishna Vyadirikto Nagaibe Aro Tabe Krishna Vyadirikto Nagaibe Aro Kisayane Kibhojane Krishna Bala Bodhani Ahornisa Chinta Krishna Bala Bodhani Mahaprabhu's instruction Bala Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Gav Krishna Nam. Adore the name of Krishna, chant the name of Krishna, sing the name of Krishna. Krishna Vinu Keho Kichuna Bhavyohan. Don't think anything but Krishna. This is Manmana Bhava. This requires prema, Krishna prema, love of Krishna. Otherwise nobody can think of Krishna every moment. Jadi ama pradisneha thake sabhakar, tabe Krishna vyatirikta nagaibyat. Mahaprabhu, if you really love me, then you must accept my instruction. Tabe Krishna vyatirikta nagaibyat. I tell you, don't sing anything, don't chant anything but Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kisayane ki bhojane ki vajagarane, ahornisa chinta Krishna balahavadane. All condition, sleeping condition, waking condition, even while taking food, day and night, 24 hours. Think of Krishna and utter the name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The same instruction, Mahaprabhu's instruction, Krishna gave theoretical instruction, Mahaprabhu practically. He always utters name of Krishna and sets the air. Do you understand? He is not. Krishna is a theoretical speaker, whereas Mahaprabhu is a practical teacher. He came to set up this example. Apane achari dharma upari sikha, apane na koile dharma, sikhana na jai, eito siddhanto gita bhagavate koi. Unless you, yourself, practice in your life, you cannot preach. You have no right to preach. You have no right to speak. Do you understand? It will be theoretical. It will be like blank fire. It will never be effective at all. Do you understand? It will never be effective. Theoretical speaking will never be effective. If you practice yourself in life and speak, then it's effective. Do you understand? Mahaprabhu, Kemal Acharya, himself, chanting Hare Krishna, crying for Krishna, shedding tears for Krishna, every moment, waking condition, sleeping condition, while
taking four day and night, 24 hours of doing and saying, teaching, preaching. Do you understand? That is Mahaprabhu. The Mahaprabhu's instruction, Siddhanta, Mahaprabhu's Siddhanta in Nama, Vigraha, Nama. Nama Vigraha Sarupa Tina Yeka Rupa. Tina Bheda Nahi Tina Chidananda Rupa. Deha Dehira Nama Namira Krishna Nahi Bheda. Jive Dharma Nama Deha Sarupa Vibheda. Adem Krishna Nama Deha Vidasa. Prakritendra Vrajjana Hoye Soprakasa. Krishna Nama, Krishna Guna, Krishna Lila Vrunda. Krishna Ra Sarupa Sama Sava Chidananda. Chaitanya Charitamrita Vishadana said. There is no difference between the holy, the name of Krishna, the vigraha, deity of form of Krishna installed by Vaishnava, and Krishna himself is Swarupa. There is no difference. These three are Chidananda transcendental. Deho dehira nama namira Krishna nahi bheda. Jive dharma nama deho Swarupa vivada. There is no difference between the body of Krishna and Krishna himself. There is no difference between the name of Krishna and Krishna himself. There is no difference between the deity of Krishna and Krishna himself. It is non-different. Jiva dharma nama deha sarupe vivada. But in jiva, there is difference. Jiva dharma nama deha. The name of jiva and his sarupa, there is different. One man is a blind man, but his name is Padmalotana. His name is Padmalotana, lotus-eyed, but he is blind. He is blind, but name is Padmalotana. So there is difference in his name and himself. Nama, deha. The jiva's deha is material body, not transcendental body. It's material body. But jiva's swarup, his swarup, his swarup is, what do you say? Chitkana. What do you say? Fragmental part and parcel of Krishna. Chitkana, like a spulinga, what do you say in English? Spark. Like a spark, you understand? Krishna Surya Sama. Krishna is a effulgent sun, transcendent sun, and jiva chitkana is spark. You understand? It's transcendental. But his deha, his body, is material. So there is difference. Jiva, there is difference. Deha, dehi, his body and he himself is difference. But in Krishna, there is no such difference. Adev Krishna nama deha vidasa prakritendra rajjana hai sapka. That's the name of Krishna, body of Krishna, activities, guna, everything cannot be, what you say, realized through prakrita indriya, through material senses. Unless your senses are purified, transcendental senses, they cannot appear in your senses, his name and his body and his pastimes. Prakriti-indriya-vyajjana are not, what do you say in English? Cannot manifest in through material senses. Krishna nama guna Krishna lila vrunda Krishna surupa sama svachidananda. Name of Krishna, qualities of Krishna, pastimes of Krishna, all are transcendental like Krishna. They are not different. This is Mahaprabhu's siddhanta. This is Mahaprabhu's siddhanta. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaura Priya Jana, very dear of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Mahajana also, Acharya, Vaishnava Acharya, he has given the same siddhanta. He has given some siddhanta, Harnam Chintamani, you'll find. Prabhu tummi jive romang galo chinta kari Prabhu. Kali yuge nam sange soyam avatari. Kali yuge nam sange পথে জীব কৃষ্ণ প্রেমদন মুখ্য পথে জীব জীব করিবে পালন এই মাত্র থিঙ্কিং দ অল স্পিসিস অল ওয়েলফেয়ার অফ জীবাস ও লর্ড ইউ অ্যাডভেন্ট ইউর সেলফ ইনকার্নেট ইউর সেলফ ইন কলিযুগ ইন দি ফর্ম অফ ইউর হোলি নেম and you preach Yuga Dharma Hari Naam Sankirtana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And chief result of this Hari Naam Sankirtana is Krishna Premandhana. Jiva will get Krishna Premandhana. Nirapradhe Naam Raile Paya Prema. If your chanting is offenseless, pure name, that's none different from Krishna, that will give you Krishna Prema, you will get Krishna. নামের স্মরণ আর নাম সংকীর্তন এই মাত্র ধর্ম জীব করিবে পাল দিস ইজ দি অনলি ধর্ম ফর কলি যুগ রিমেম্বার থিঙ্ক অফ দি নেম অ্যান্ড ডু নাম সংকীর্তন হরে কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে এগেন সেড ধর নাম চিন্তামণি কৃষ্ণ নাম চিন্তামণি অনাদি চিন্ময়ো কৃষ্ণ নাম চিন্তামণি অনাদি চিন্ময়ো যেই কৃষ্ণ সেই নাম একতত্ত্বয়ো যেই কৃষ্ণ সেই নাম চিন্তামণি কৃষ্ণ নাম চিন্তামণি চিন্তামণি মিন্স হি ক্যান গিভ নেম উইল গিভ এভরিথিং দোজ হু আর সকাম কর্মী মেটেরিয়াল কর্মিস দে হ্যাভ সো মেনি মেটেরিয়াল ডিজায়ার্স ইফ দে চ্যান্ট হরে কৃষ্ণ অল দ্যাট ডিজায়ার্স উইল ফুলফিল নেম উইল গিভ ইউ বিকজ চিন্তামণি হোয়াট এভার চিন্তা ডিজায়ার থট ইউ হ্যাভ কৃষ্ণ নাম উইল গিভ ইউ ধর্ম অর্থ কাম মোক্ষ উইল গিভ ইউ দিস ফোর পুরুষার্থ ধর্ম অর্থ কাম মোক্ষ দোজ হু অ্যাটেন নামাভাষ্টে দে গেট মোক্ষ মেনি মেটেরিয়াল ডিজায়ার্স ইউ হ্যাভ স্টিল স্ট্যান্ডিং হরে কৃষ্ণ অল ডিজায়ার্স উইল ফুলফিল দোজ হু ওয়ান্ট মোক্ষ লিবারেশন Name will give whom liberation? If you attain Namavastes, then you will get Mukhya. Name will give. Those are Nishkama. That means no material desire. Na dhanam, na dhanam, na sundarim kapitamba. Jagadisha kama, emama janmani janmani sware. Bhavatad bhakti rahit vidvi. This is Nishkamata, desirelessness. No desire for material enjoyment, no desire for liberation. I don't want anything. ভগবতা ভক্তি রহে তুই দই দ্যাট মিন্স লাইফ আফটার লাইফ আই উইল সার্ভ ইউর লোটাস ফিট গিভ ইউ অল প্লেজার অল এনজয়মেন্ট আই নেভার আস্ক এনিথিং ফর মি দে আর নিষ্কাম ডিজায়ারলেস হ্যাঁ সো কৃষ্ণ নাম উইল গিভ দেম কৃষ্ণ প্রেম শুদ্ধ কৃষ্ণ প্রেম পিওর কৃষ্ণ প্রেম দে ওনলি ওয়ান্ট দ্যাট থিং অ্যান্ড নেম উইল গিভ ইউ দ্যাট ফোর চিন্তামণি যেই কৃষ্ণ সেই নাম একতত্ত্ব হয় There is no difference in name of Krishna and Krishna, one tattva. Ato evo namo matro
Vaishnaviro dharma
ato
namo matro
Vaishnaviro dharma
nami prasphutito ho rupa guna karma
nami prasphutito ho
Nero samagra lila nami vidyamana
Krishna samagra lila
nami vidyamana
namo si parama tattva tomaro vidhana Namase parama tattva
tamara
dhyana Atev nama matra Vaishnava dharma is completely surrendered unto holy name, that Vaishnava is only one dharma he has, that completely surrendered unto the holy name. All is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Name, pure name is not different from Krishna. So, he will see the beautiful form of Krishna, nāme prasvṛta hoi rūpa guṇa karma. Beautiful form of Śyāma Sundara will manifest before you, if you chant pure name, offenseless name. Not only that, all the activities of the līḷās, all the līḷās, Krishna is samagra līḷā nāme vidyamāna, all the līḷās are there. The holy name, because that name is not different from Krishna. Namase parama tattva tamara vidhanti. Krishna is supreme truth, the holy name is also supreme truth. The one who is chanting pure name, complete surrender unto the holy name of Krishna, chanting pure name. This is very beautiful form of Krishna, Śyāma Sundara. Not only that, this is the līḷās. Līḷās manifest before him. Everything is there. The Mahāprabhu came and gave this highest thing, this holy name, name of Krishna. So when he is appearing at that time, in the mouths of everybody, this holy name is chanted, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So you'll get everything, you'll get Krishna. You'll be always with Krishna, with always taking part in leelas of Krishna. The highest thing is such wonderfully munificent, wonderfully merciful, wonderfully magnanimous is Gaura, is Gaura. That is Gauranga Mahāprabhu is appearing. In all Vedas it has been said, Sarva Veda Bole Gao Hari Namo Saro
Sarva Veda Bole Gao
Priti anando paro
pai ve parama priti anando paro
veda puna bole jato mukto mahajana
veda
bole jato Parabhyomi sadakore nama saṅkīrtana
Parabhyomi sadakore nama saṅkīrtana
In all Vedas this has been said, highest thing is Harinam, Krishna nam, paive parama priti ananda apār. If you chant pure name, you'll get transcendental happiness and unlimited ananda, happiness, pleasure you will get. Veda puna pale jata mukta mahajana parabhyami kare sadanam kit. Again Veda says, all liberated mahajanas they are all engaged in the spiritual world in this Harinam Sankirtana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Shuddha Nama Dharam Khet Ar Drudha Mana Krishna Haite Vichalitana He Kakshana. Name Drudha Haile, Nahi Hoi Pape Mati, Purva Pape Dagda Hoi Chita Shuddha Chi. If you have firm faith, this requires faith, firm faith, strong faith in Holy Name. This is Drudha. Then there is no possibility of the entrance of any sinful thought in your mind. No possibility at all. Eka Krishna nama kare sarva papa kheya. One name of Krishna has such potency that will destroy all papa, all sinful activities committed in lakhs, lakhs of lives. Such potency that papi cannot commit pap even. Purva pap dagdha hoy. Any sinful reactions are there? All destroyed. If you chant holy name, pure name, then cetadarpanam arjanam, your heart, consciousness, all becomes purified. Completely surrender. Krishna is the only protector. Krishna is rakshaka or palakama. This firm faith. Krishna is the only protector, my protector and maintainer. Nobody else. Krishna is my protector and maintainer. His name is my protector and maintainer. He has firm faith in it. Aham mam udhyasakti naroke udhaya dina bhava namlo sakal samaye. He has no question of I am mine. Everything belongs to Krishna. No question of I and mine. With humble mood, humility, dino bhavi, chants, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. No pride, no arrogance, no perverseness, no false ego. Very humble, trunāda pisunichena, lowest of the low. In this mood, this mentality, this mood he chants, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. Then name will never leave his tongue for any moment. Name will manifest in his tongue, all moment. Visaritamaya, ekakshana. This is Shraddha, Drudha Shraddha, firm faith in the Holy Name, firm faith in the Holy Name. Now there is aparadhas, consciously, unconsciously we are committing aparadhas. Therefore, this nama-aparadha is there, no, 10 nama-aparadhas. If there is aparadha, then there will be no pure name. So how to how to get rid of that aparadha? Our nam Chintamani Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Avisranto name namo oporadho jaya. Avisranto name namo oporadho jaya. Tahi oporadho kabhu sthano nahi paaye. Tahi oporadho kabhu sthano nahi paaye. Divaratro naam loye anutapo kare. Tobi oporadhaye naam phalo dhore. Tobi oporadhaye naam phalo dhore. Oporadho gote shuddho naamero udayo. Radho Gote Suddho. Suddho Namo Bhavamayo
আরো প্রেমময় শুদ্ধ নাম ভাবময় আরো প্রেমময়
দিস ইজ দি প্রসেস ওয়ান শুড অ্যাডপ্ট ওয়াট দোজ হু আর কমিটিং অপরাধ শুড বি কনসিয়াস অফ অপরাধ অ্যান্ড নট টু কমিট এগেইন শুড নট কমিট এগেইন অপরাধ বি রিপেন্টেন্ট রিপেন্ট অবিশ্রান্ত নাম লয় নাম অপরাধ যায় অবিশ্রান্ত সে উইদাউট সিজেশন কনস্ট্যান্টলি টেক্স নাম হরে
কৃষ্ণ
কৃষ্ণ হরে হরে
রাম হরে রাম
কাকুতির সহিত ভেরি অম্বলমেন্ট অফ মাইন্ড কনস্ট্যান্টলি চ্যান্টস হরে
কৃষ্ণ
হরে
কৃষ্ণ
কৃষ্ণ হরে হরে
হরে রাম হরে রাম
দেন অপরাধ নাম অপরাধ অফেন্সেস উইল বি ইরাডিকেটেড দিবারাত্র নাম লয় ডে অ্যান্ড নাইট ডে অ্যান্ড নাইট চ্যান্টস হরে
কৃষ্ণ
হরে কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ হরে হরে হরে
রাম হরে রাম
অ্যান্ড বিকমস রিপেন্টেন্ট ইউ শুড রিপেন্ট why I committed such apparatus, why I committed such a rascal I am, this one should be repentant. And that I committed such apparatus, this should be repentant. And then night chant, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna, Hare
Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Then your apparatus will be destroyed. Then pure name will manifest. Apparatus gati suddha name rudai. When apparatus, your offenses are gone, then pure name manifests. Suddha naam bhavamaya or premamaya. Pure name is full of prema, full of pure bhava and prema, that's Krishna. This is the process given in Harinam Chintamani, how to destroy namaparath. One should be very, very repentant. Yes, I have committed this aparath. Should be repentant. And I'll never commit again for the second time this aparath. You will be repentant and humble bent of mind, day and night chant, Hare
Krishna,
Hare
Krishna,
Krishna
Krishna, Hare
Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama. Then the aparadha will be destroyed, then pure name will manifest, Hare
Krishna.
Prabhupada Ji Maharaj ki jai, prema guru suttama sachinandana gaura hari ki jai. সমমেত ভক্তবৃন্দ কি গৌরানন্দে পাবন সচিনন্দন গৌর হরি কি জয়।